Right. It's a good morning and welcome to Tech. You know, this is a show in which we dig deeper into technology and, you know, trying to understand it and to make sense of it. And, you know, today we are going to discuss, you know, the power that internet has in terms of its contribution towards the toward economic growth. So that is what we are going to be talking about today. And we are going to look at the negative impact of, you know, an internet outage and what actually need to be done. You know, the solutions that need to, when you are connected, when you have a business that is connected, there are certain things that you need to put into place so that, you know, when you have an outage, maybe there is a power, you know, there is a power glitch, there is a glitch in the power supply, you are then able to, you know, continue functioning because you are then, you know, you are having measures in place. Now, one thing, you know, when there is an electric outage, in most cases, even network goes down. You know, when there is a network outage, which means there is a mobile, you know, network outage, and there is also an internet outage, it affects operation because things will stand still. When things stand still, people lose money. So when people lose money, there is always a serious, you know, repercussion to the business operations. And that is what one thing that we need to know. We need to prepare for the possibilities. Like, you need to prepare for the possibilities as, you know, a business company, you know, understanding that you might have a glitch in the power supply of the business, or in general in town. You know, an electricity goes down, or anything happens within the connection that leads to, you know, work not done as it's supposed to be done because there's no network. Now, an internet connection failure will have a catastrophic consequence. That will expose businesses to risks of, you know, revenue, you know, drop down in revenue or lost revenue, and at the same time reduced, you know, productivity. And that leads to complaints, you know, fights between you and customers. Your website are down, the system is down. Imagine going to the bank, you want to process certain payment, and they will tell you the system is down because there's no electricity. So there will be delay. You know, and if you delay in payment, you have a bad name to your suppliers and those who provide services to you. So you end up having a bad name, and it is caused by, you know, and just a simple or a single electricity or a single outage in terms of connectivity, that is internet or mobile or mobile network, and or maybe electricity. You know, There are many reasons that, you know, leads to the internet connectivity, you know, to drop. One is equipment failure. Equipment failure, maybe internet sockets and all the cables and, you know, they are not working. Maybe there is a hardware problem, or you know, there is a configuration problem, and then it comes to power outage, or and of course lack of that results into, you know, poor networks. But then there are also steps that you can take to counteract the downtimes or downturns that are led by internet outage. Number one, if you have an ill thought out plan B, you know, if you don't think about a plan B, you are likely to have a problem. So, if you have not prepared for, you know, a plan B before, you know, you don't have a plan B in place when there is no network or no internet. For example, let's look at internet. There is no internet, so you will have problems because you never had a plan B. So one most important thing is to have a plan B in place. So that you may not come up with a fire brigade, you know, plan at the end of the day, and it might not even work because you are doing it in a panic mode. You know, you come up with a plan B when there is a problem. So a plan B cannot come just from nowhere if you have not been preparing for an internet failure one day. You don't have a what-if scenario in mind. So, and if the business is dependent on the internet, you know, if business operations are dependent on internet, you might even find it very difficult to, you know, come up with a fire brigade solution. It will prove ineffective. So you need to come up, you need to have a plan B. While plan A is working, you need to have another backup plan. So you need a more reliable solution than, you know, to cross fingers and thinking that your internet will never go down. You need to have more than one internet, you know, connection, more than one internet supply or connections. And you also need to have backup lines, you know, other routers and, you know, that you can use to connect. You need to have, you know, spare, you know, routers in case, you know, the other one decides to shut down, and you can always switch to the other, to the next router. There are systems where, you know, some internet connections are set up to automatically switch on when the other one shuts down. So there are options like that when, you know, comes to other, you know, various internet service providers. The other one is battery backup, which is, you know, in the form of a UPS, that is an uninterrupted power supply, you know, which automatically, you know, takes over when there is an electricity outage. You know, it takes over for some minutes to help you, you know, maybe complete your, some even can go for hours, depending on how powerful they are. So that will also provide power to the equipment, and at the same time, it also protects equipment from sudden outages, and sudden on and off, you know, electricity goes on pa and off pa, you know, it switches on immediately, and sometimes it may result into, you know, the malfunctioning of equipment because their equipment will be damaged, electric appliances will be damaged. So, those are, you know, that's one, you know, of the solutions. We know that internet, you know, we know that internet, we cannot do without internet in nowadays. We know that we cannot do without internet, and mostly, most of the shops and, you know, have computers, and even, you know, swiping machines, when there is no network, you cannot swipe. You know, you cannot buy using your card. You know, when there is no network, you can also not do e-wallet. When there is no network, you can also not do, you know, electronic fund transfer. Those are the, that's the importance of network. You know. And the second thing, when there is no internet, and, you know, mostly when there is no internet, security also goes down. You know, when security goes down, or security goes down in a form of, because everybody will be forced to use their own internet. For example, they will be forced to hotspot, you know, and carry out their work. And this can pose a risk to, you know, hackers to hack into the systems. So you might want to have what they call a virtual private network, which, you know, the virtual private network connection, when, which, you know, it encrypts, you know, every, it encrypts every, you know, private use, so that, you know, there will be no, you know, hacking, to take place. So it can only, it can also ensure that only authorized, you know, users can have access to certain, you know, sites and company resources. So when you have this internet, it ensures that only authorized parties and authorized users will have access to the company, you know, resources, not as to pose risks of, you know, hacking to your company system.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position, mm-hmm, to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
All right. Now we continue. Now the internet access, you know, provides people with the whole host of information and access to, access to other, you know, various avenues that enable, you know, makes it easier for you to do your work. And without internet, you know, employees feel lost. You know, sometimes they don't even know where to start doing their work. So most of them will be stressed and they'll be, you know, behind schedule. And poor connectivity can have, you know, an impact, can have a direct impact on the worker's ability to do the work. You know, for an individual worker to do their work productively. For example, if you are using Teams, Microsoft Teams or Skype or TeamViewer, you know, and Zoom to do work, and there is a poor network connectivity or poor internet connectivity, you will be frustrated because the internet will be, you know, buffering, and you will not be able to have a secured and a productive conversation which results to productive work. So, it will also leads to lack of confidence, into panic, stress, you know, because people don't know where to do, don't know what to do. People can't work offline. You know, there are certain jobs that cannot be done, you know, offline. They are online work. So that is, and the solution is to keep the employees, you know, engaged in productive work by providing them with a robust internet connection and having, you know, the right kit in place. Having the right Wi-Fi, the right connectivity, you know, is very important. Now, most of the time when it comes to internet connectivity, we tend to criticize internet service providers. You know, and we say their internet is, no, this company's internet is ABCD, is poor. This is poor internet. But in most cases, as consumers and as customers, we also don't know what we want. So we also don't know what we want. We only go and apply for Wi-Fi. And you get a package according to what you can afford and according to what you are using, you know, the Wi-Fi for. And most of us, we don't really care about, you know, the details of the Wi-Fi that we are getting. We only care about whether you can send a WhatsApp message and it goes. And that's it. We don't really care about whether there is an upload or download speed. We don't care about that. So, but what you need to do for you before you get the internet in your house, you need to find out, you know, if you get an internet to say, okay, this is $50 per month, oh, that's cheap. Let's get it. Then you opt for that and you got your neighbor and his internet is faster than yours. You start to complain to say, why is my internet very low if I'm paying per month? So a two-year-old child cannot carry a 25-liter container of water. So if you pay 50 per month, for example, that's just an example, your download and upload speed will be according to that amount. And most of us don't understand that there is what we call download and upload speed. The upload speed is how fast you can upload. For example, you are sending a document, whether it is a file, you are sending a file to via email. It will take time to load because it is uploading, and that speed will be according to your options, what you opted, your package. And the download is the same. So if you are downloading a voice note, maybe a 5 MB voice note, it will download, the speed will be according to your package that you chose when you were signing for Wi-Fi. Of course, I'm not speaking for the service providers. I'm just giving a general, information here. Now, if you want to have a fast internet, you need to go to your service providers and tell them what you want. And then they will give you what is available according to what you want. So do not assume they know what you want. And then you come and complain when you have opted, you have chosen a package yourself. Then you come and complain that this company's internet is weak. It's not weak. You have chosen, that package. It's like you are telling a security officer, said, okay, only guard this place. So I only want you to guard this place. Don't mind about whoever goes where. So if people go the other side and they take things, you don't come and ask the security guard why things are missing that side, because you told him to only guard the other side. So if you want security in the whole place, then you need to instruct the security officer accordingly or differently. The same with internet. If you want speed, you need to choose the packages accordingly. If you want speed, you need to check your package. And you say, guys, I applied for this, but please I want an increment. I want an update. I want to update to maybe 10 megabytes per second because of the nature of my work. I want a 10 megabytes per second, upload speed, and maybe a 20 megabytes per second download speed. Or maybe both, 20-20, depending. So they will know how to allocate you and how to, help you. So most of us only want internet, but we don't understand that there is what we call speed. There is what we call speed. Or it's like you are buying a car. You also need to understand its consumption, its fuel consumption, so that you know whether you are able to afford a full tank every now and then or not. You don't just buy a car just because your neighbor bought a car. You also want a car. You look at your budget, your maintenance, whether you are able to maintain this car in the long run. You don't just buy a Mercedes Benz, you know. Yeah. When you don't understand that the service of that Mercedes Benz is equivalent to a new car. So you buy a car according to what you can afford, as far as not to say you have money cash now. I'm going to buy a car now. I have money cash. That money, you are going to give it away to the car dealer. But tomorrow, you need fuel. So are you able to afford a full tank every month or every now and then? Are you able to afford the service of the car and just the entire maintenance of the car? So that's why some people resort to say, let me go and buy my donkey Botswana as long as I go. Because they look at their pocket and they are able to maintain the donkey Botswana. So somebody will say, donkey Botswana. No, I am going to buy, you know, at least I must buy, you know, the Amarok. At least I must buy the Amarok. So you see the guy with an Amarok. But when you go to the fuel station, you want to whisper to the petrol attendant there, because you don't want anybody to hear the amount of what you are trying to put in a car. I mean, look at the car. So the person who is having a donkey Botswana is able to say 60 or 120. You know, he's speaking it boldly. 120, 120. But you, with that big car, you want to whisper to the petrol attendant, you know? Because you can only afford petrol that can take you home and park the car. And tomorrow you try to hustle for the one that will take you from home to the filling station. So you look at those things when you are, you know, setting up a technology in the house, yeah. You know, you are setting up, whether you are setting up a Wi-Fi or, you know, whatever technology that you want to have, you look at those things, the details to say, you know, how fast is this internet? And if I want a faster one, want fast internet, what do I do? Or this internet that I have, I can only do A, B, C, D, and that's it. And you can be content with that. So if you want another, but if you want to, you know, do EFG, you need to get to, you need an update. So if you don't understand these things, you will be, you know, complaining and blaming whoever for your choice. You know, you will be complaining and blaming whatever company. You can even switch to all the internet service providers here, and you end up saying there is no internet that is good in Namibia. But that's not true. You know, there are people that are enjoying internet because of the type of packages that they have chosen. They have opted for speed, whether download or upload. They have opted for correct package. You just went to with the amount that it is so per month. Oh, I can afford that one. Bring it. That's like when you see a Mercedes Benz, 300,000, and you have for 500,000. I want a Benz. Yeah, let's go for Benz. You know how even children, you know, the retired mothers and the retired fathers, they tell them to buy cars that they cannot maintain. The man is becoming old, the money is no longer there, but you want him to buy a fortune and other, you know, you want him to buy, you just need a car that will take him to the cattle post, just a 2.7 that is able to maintain in a long run. You know, when my father was buying a car, you know, he, people were telling him a lot of things. He went and bought his own 2.7. And he never gave him problem until he died. So, you buy what you can maintain. You know, you use the internet that can serve you better. Just like that. Something that you understand. You know. So that you may not find yourself, like the example that I gave, that you find a person in a donkey Botswana there saying, you know, 70, 80, because 80 in a donkey Botswana can take him maybe rounds. So you, when people are looking at your, the type of a car, you want to put 80 in an Amarok. No. You know? No. Not in an Amarok. Not in a, you know, in a latest Fortune. Not in a, you know, latest Toyota. No, they, the petrol attendant will even say, yeah. And even if, even you yourself will be, you know, uncomfortable to mention the amount loud. You just want to whisper. You call the tate, tate, come near, you know, so that you tell him 40 or 50. Nobody must hear. But the other ones will be shouting there, 40 or 80, 120. But you cannot shout your amount because they will look at your car and the type of amount you want to put in the, you want to fuel. There is a problem. But because you had the money that time, you thought affordability only has to do with the cash that you have. It also comes about your maintenance of, you know, the car, whether you are able to fill it up. The same, you know, when you are opting for internet connectivity. It's not really about, you know, whether you can afford a $50 per month, which is good, but can that internet serve you? Can it help you? You know, is it able to, are you able to do work with it? Because we are talking about, we are talking about the world, you know, in which, whereby latency is a problem that needs to be solved. And, you know, we are talking about the speed in terms of connectivity, or, I mean, the power that is behind the connectivity in terms of, you know, upload and download speed. So when you hear other people say, no, my internet, oh, my internet is very fast. And you go and experience that fast internet. You come back home, and when your eyes are now open, you are frustrated that, you know, you cannot, your internet is very slow. It's frustrating. Just like when you look at a car that you bought and you can't maintain it. You are looking at it and you regret, you know, you want to sell it to buy a cheaper one. Right. Let's go for a short break and then we'll be right back. But if you want to be part of the conversation, 083-288-401, that's the number in studio. You know.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken. Some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers.
Limit or avoid travel and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Hello Namibia. Indira pamanate muyuni walela pe. Lela pe onkara ompu woma futiro no kuthisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodi hokatavuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka go paipindi notaga dhanwa nokutura mombepo ethimbo ojo tunjoka. Otovuru okuninga shike ko lela pe. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lela pe nenge utire moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya gwedhako. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe vinima ya yoroka. Ngashi omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomafio, omatumaraka gomaharero ya mbeko gomavaro, no matumaraka gokwarukehe ngoka wahara utseithere oshiwana ashikesho monamibia okuza warapo doranda tu ni siringa itano metumaraka kehe. Lela pei oharongo ngini konga oka epa ko lela pei ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae oshari eto turamo omaothemba goe. Inda ko kanjato koe kimariwa eto turako oshimariwa to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana okuturamo omaothemba goe hogora kucha wahara okurungitha ehangano nenge o vendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto sindi mpoka kwa shangwa send utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe otari turwa ko Eagle FM, imba, lela pei, nenge ko The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital etumalaiti.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukara ndithi, tudengera nina kono rahetatu imwe, mbari nora, ndatu ngoi, hamano, ndatu ndatu, nenge kono rahetatu imwe, ndatu mbari, hetatu, 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 ne, no nora yeriari. Lela pei, yimo nena, nena, tai adhika ko App Store, noko Google Play Store.
Right. It's 10 minutes to 12, and we know with this 10 minutes we can still have a conversation. You know, if you have something to say or to add to what you know I'm sharing with you, you can also come through and let's have a conversation. Yeah. So the issue about internet is not really about how much it is, whether it is cheaper or expensive. It's about how, there are two things, upload and download speed. That is what matters in internet. You know, upload and download speed. That is what matters when it comes to internet. It's not about, you know, whether how much it is, it's about whether you are able to, you know, download and how faster it can be, and whether you are able to upload a document without it failing because of you are trying to, you know, your speed, you know, is very low. For example, maybe your speed is 2 megabytes per second, and, you know, that internet will be very slow. You know, will be very slow. And if somebody is to collaborate with you using their, you know, from their fast internet to your slow internet, then their work will be slowed down. You know, there'll be a slowdown into the work that will lead to frustration. You say, no, your internet is very, you know, your internet is very low. I cannot help you because I'm failing to connect to you. No. Or you are failing. You are in a meeting and you have to just disconnect because you cannot just go continue. So that's... And when there is a continuous internet connectivity interference or drop out, or when there is a continuous drop in the internet connectivity, you know, it is it can disrupt business, and many businesses may lose out. Now, if, for example, you have a hospitality and leisure, you know, business, business companies may come. I mean, people may come to a place, and once they experience connectivity issues, internet problem, they might not come back, and that will means a lose. That will mean a lose out to that business. So when they see that there is a non-existent internet connectivity, or poor connectivity, or poor internet, or no internet at all, you know, to say there is no internet in this place. There are a few people who will come, maybe those who just want to. Few of them who don't want to be distracted, maybe they want to fast from their phones. But that will mean a drop in revenue. You know, it also means that payment and transactions cannot be processed because there's no internet. Most of the payments now are bound, you know, are internet bound. Most payments are and transactions are internet bound. So when there's no internet and transactions cannot be processed, some people don't carry cash, so which means I cannot, you know, do EFT, electronic fund transfer, which means I'm left out, so there's no need for me to come to that place because there's no internet, you know. They lead, they make, you know, employees frustrated and customers disgruntled, because the customers will be asking, guys, are you not having internet? So every customer that comes in is asking for the same thing, and you keep explaining, and you are trying to explain, and then, you know, at the end of the day, you end up frustrated, and then customers also end up frustrated because they think you are, you know, answering them in a bad way, you are giving them an attitude. So we are talking about the issue of automations robotics, and this automation and robotics system, they need a stable internet connectivity. So you cannot have that without, you know, a stable internet connectivity. So you need to plan, you know, you need to plan better, and you know, reduce impact of stress between customers and employees and workers and even yourself as a business owner, because people are frustrated and they are moving away to somewhere else. So those are, you know, some of the, you know, solutions to the problems of, you know, internet connectivity. So, but what I want to stress is, you know, internet is very important, vital to the economy. Most economies becoming digital, and there is a need for a better, you know, connectivity. And not only that, you know, everybody interconnected, but there is also a need to solve the latency issue, the speed, so that people do work on the go, you know, to avoid giving a chance to, you know, those other people who, you know, the hackers. Because when the internet is very slow, it is easy for you to be hacked. And sometimes you might even do multiple transactions, because when you did the first transaction, you thought it was not processed. And then, due to the slowness of the internet, if there's such a word, then you might find yourself having, you know, having done transaction twice, you know, because you tried again while the other one was in process. But just because the internet is very slow, you know, the internet connectivity is weak or poor. And you also need to avoid, you know, once you find out that the internet connectivity is poor, you need to avoid doing, you know, transactions. you need to avoid, you know, going to your mobile app, your phone, your wallet. Avoid using those things, you know, because you might expose yourself to danger. You know, hackers take advantage of weak connectivities to do their malicious, you know, activities or to carry out their malicious activities. So you need to avoid. Once you see that the internet is very slow and you are doing, you know, you are doing some electronic fund, you know, transfer, you need to stop and find a better, faster internet and secured connection or connectivity, then you can continue. So, and if transaction is failing, avoid, keep trying. So if it is failing, just leave it. At least leave it for maybe after, try maybe again after 30 minutes or an hour, you know, so that you see if the first one have been processed, you know, to avoid having done multiple, you know, transactions. That's just tips, you know, to protect yourself from, because it's an internet. And during internet outage, you know, the good thing about internet outage actually is when people go into sleep well. They sleep early because there's no more, there's no WhatsApp, there's no, but businesses lose revenue.
Being circumcised keeps it clean and reduces a man's risk of getting sexually transmitted infections, including HIV. It's safe and it's free. Man up. Get the smart cut. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook at BMMC Namibia.
Welcome to the Free Your Mind Show. This is the show that's designed to crack you up and make you think at the same time. Get interactive on our social media and share with us what made you think and what made you laugh out loud.
This situation is just way too fishy to ignore, man.
Send us your voice notes of your short comedy works and send us a script and we'll perform it live on air.
Itula's actually a real dentist, which means, and just like all other politicians, he's also not a real doctor.
Send us your recordings or scripts by logging on to www.freeyourmind.com.na and apply to join our network. This also allows you to share your content with us. Follow us on social media, that's at freeyourmind_na. That's our IG and Twitter.
If you are a black person and you're corrupt, you're a snitch. If you're white, you're a whistleblower.
The Free Your Mind Show, every weekday on Eagle FM.
All right. It's that time when I have to say goodbyes. We are going to meet, of course, tomorrow in the second edition of Tech Show. And we continue with the conversation. But, yes, whenever you want to apply for Wi-Fi, you must put in mind the connectivity, the two things, upload, download. You ask them, what is the download speed of this package that I've chosen, and what is the upload speed? Then they will tell you, you know, whatever megabyte per second. Then you need to find the person that understands what download is, what upload is, if you don't understand. So that tomorrow you may not say this internet is weak when you have chosen a package yourself. So having said that, you know, it's a goodbye. We are going to meet again, you know, tomorrow, same time, same frequency. But before I go, I want to greet, you know, Dwight.
Franz, morning, how are you doing?
Good. You came in and they just switched off the aircon. What's the problem?
It was more like a freezer, Franz. It was more like a freezer. But yes, how are you doing this morning? How was the show?
Good. How's it?
I'm all right.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I was just, you know, we were just looking at the economic impact. negative economic impact of internet outage.
And it's pretty severe because over the weekend, Canada suffered one.
Yeah, I mean, Canada suffered one and it was very terrible because that was both mobile and internet, outage.
Yeah, and for us, you know, who here in Namibia, we've always taken, you know, internet almost, or connection to internet almost like, we've taken it for granted because it's something we've grown used to being just there.
Yeah,
but seeing what happened to the Canadians, it's a big shock when it does happen.
Yeah, no, you see, those countries, they are going through a lot of heat waves, and a lot of they are consuming a lot of electricity and running out of energy at the same time.
Yeah.
So you are likely to have one outage or the other, because of the situations. What is the situation around energy?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But don't worry, Franz, let me not keep you here for any longer.
Right. Dwight, have a good day.
You too.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.